A very good morning to you, Reverend. How concerning is this burglary at the commission?
Good morning, Elvis. Indeed, that is concerning for the commission. However, as the secretary of the commission spoke yesterday to some media houses, that we don't want to be too dramatic about that. We understand that we're living in a crime within South Africa, but we are taking this very seriously. As we've reported this to the police, and the police are looking at it deeply and making sure that this is not going to be happening in the life of the commission. You remember that the commission is dealing with a very important matter for the nation, and also we are dealing with issues that are very sensitive, and we're very concerned that people came into our building to steal the computers that were stolen yesterday.
Now, this is not the first time this is happening. Last year, there was also a break-in, and of course, you also had an incident of a bullet fired into the window of your library last week. Now, with these two incidents, do you believe that the commission is perhaps being targeted here?
As you mentioned, Elvis, we don't want to be too dramatic about that. We are not deterred. We are continuing the work of the commission. We are not intimidated. We are going to continue with what was in plan for the commission. And we are going ahead, as you made in the intro today, we are continuing to listen to the evidence of parliamentary oversight from the presiding officers, Mr. Ndimodise and Mr. Masondo. So we are continuing ahead and forging ahead with the work of the commission and the mandate of the commission has been given by the country.
So it won't affect any of the proceedings of the commission in any way?
Absolutely not. We are not going to be stopping anything. We're going to continue as planned so that we make sure that the nation hears what is happening before the State Capital Commission, Elvis.
Now, the police and the cyber investigators are investigating the burglary. How far are these investigations, and do you know if anybody has been arrested so far?
As you know, that the matter just happened yesterday, and the police were investigating the matter, and will give progress as we get progress from the police as well.
The laptops that were stolen, they carry some very sensitive information, I would believe. Do you know what was on those laptops or in those laptops?
Although we can't give specific of what was on the laptops, you'll understand everything that is at the work of the commission is highly sensitive because we are an investigative commission of inquiry, and we are concerned that that information is out by those who stole the computers yesterday.
How will the commission prevent future break-ins?
We'll continue to try and beef up our security, making sure that our security, the personnel is up to scratch, and also making sure that those who work for the commission are protected.
I thank you so much for that update and all the best of luck. That was the State Capture Commission spokesperson, Reverend Buyiselo Stimela.